At approximately 9:32 a.m. Moscow time on November 9, 2016, Deputy Vyacheslav Nikonov of the pro-Putin United Russia Party stepped up to the microphone in the Russian State Duma, the Russian equivalent of the House of Representatives, to make a highly unusual announcement. The grandson of Vyacheslav Molotov, the coolly ruthless Stalinist of Molotov cocktail fame, Nikonov had been involved in Soviet and Russian politics for roughly 40 years, including serving a stint on Vladimir Putin's staff. Now he was about to make a rather simple, understated announcement that, in its way, was as historic and incendiary as anything his grandfather had ever done. "Dear friends, respected colleagues," Nikonov said, "3 minutes ago, Hillary Clinton admitted her defeat in U.S. presidential elections, and a second ago, Trump started his speech as an elected president of the United States of America, and I congratulate you on this." Even though Nikonov did not add what many in the Kremlin already knew, his brief statement was greeted by enthusiastic applause. Donald J. Trump had just become Vladimir Putin's man in the White House. This book tells the story of one of the greatest intelligence operations in history, an undertaking decades in the making, through which the Russian mafia and Russian intelligence operatives successfully targeted, compromised, and implanted either a willfully ignorant or an inexplicably unaware Russian asset in the White House as the most powerful man on earth. In doing so, without firing a shot, the Russians helped put in power a man who would immediately begin to undermine the Western alliance, which has been the foundation of American national security for more than 70 years, who would start massive trade wars with America's longtime allies, fuel right-wing anti-immigrant populism, and assault the rule of law in the United States. In short, at a time at which the United States was confronted with a new form of warfare, hybrid war consisting of cyber warfare, hacking, disinformation, and the like, the United States would have at its helm a man who would leave the country all but defenseless and otherwise inadvertently do the bidding of the Kremlin. It is a story that is difficult to tell, even though, in many ways, Donald Trump's ties to Russia over the last four decades have been an open secret, hiding in plain sight. One reason they went largely unnoticed for so long may be that aspects of them are so unsettling, so transgressive, that Americans are loath to acknowledge the dark realities staring them in the face. As a result, the exact words for what happened often give way to fierce semantic disputes. Whatever Russia did with regard to the 2016 presidential campaign, was it an assault on America's sovereignty or merely meddling? Was it an act of war? Did Russian interference change the results of the 2016 presidential election? Was it treason? Is Donald Trump a traitor, a Russian agent, or merely a so-called useful idiot who somehow, through willful blindness or colossal ignorance, does not even know how he has been compromised by Russia? President Donald Trump, of course, has denied having anything to do with Russia, having tweeted 10 days before his inauguration, "Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing." But as this book will show, over the last four decades, President Donald Trump and his associates have had significant ties to at least 59 people who facilitated business between Trump and the Russians, including relationships with dozens who have alleged ties to the Russian mafia.